So why were you just looking for Jamaica?
It was Jamaican me crazy.
Oh my God. Welcome back to Fine Wine and Evil Spirits, the husband and wife podcast where we discuss the unnatural while sipping on usually not wine, but we're working on changing that tonight.
Bam!
Oh, I'm Sarah, and
I'm Kevin.
And today we stopped by Stone and Key Cellars in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. So I'm not a huge wine person, and I know Kevin really isn't. It usually takes a lot for me to sip down a glass of wine, but oh my goodness.
Oh my God, it was so good.
The Keys series blueberry red wine, it honestly tastes like
juice.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say like a juice box.
Like, yeah, it tastes like blueberry juice.
Tastes like amazing. Like it's crazy. It doesn't have any kind of harsh like taste or anything bitter. It's just like perfect.
It's just smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth.
And I'm in love. We also got the cherry pie hard cider. You can definitely taste the apples in it, but then it has that tart cherry taste to it.
Oh my God, I love the cherry pie.
It's so good.
I never thought I would like a cider. Like, that's crazy, because I was hesitant at first, and it's like...
And see, I like cider.
I took a sip, thinking, all right, I'm going to try not to like it. And I took a sip, and I was like, wow, okay, this is all mine. See you later.
It's so good. I can't wait to go back and get the other flavors. Mm. They also have a pineapple cider, which it got 5 stars from our friend Amber. While we were at the Stone and Key, Matt was very helpful and set us up with 2 other wines that we'll be featuring in weeks to come. This week, we're going to be moving on to Delaware. Our first story is the Dark Creature in the Woods of Delaware. So I know that you all can't see this, but I pulled up the picture for Kevin. This is the Dark Creature.
Okay, am I allowed to say what it looks like?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Okay, so clearly there's no name for this animal. It's fairly new and hasn't been researched enough to develop a full profile. I'm looking at the picture now, as I said, and I keep wanting to say that it looks like a bear or a big dog, but it's black and none of the features are really distinguishable enough to make a clear, what is it called? Diagnosis.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, diagnosis, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
so they kind of zoomed in on the picture, I guess, to get its features a little bit, but it's really blurry and it looks like bat ears to me. I don't know. What do you think?
Honestly, I think it looks like a dog.
Yeah, that's
like
what I
pretty,
was thinking.
Pretty, like a mid-size. Actually, you know what? Mid-size.
To me, it looks huge.
Like a bigger dog, yeah. Like a.
But why would a dog just be chilling in the woods like that?
Why not? Maybe he's comfortable.
But he's in the middle of the woods.
So?
All right.
Maybe he's on vacation.
Maybe he's on... I don't see any bags.
He has his bone in the bag. You can't see that?
On July 13th in 2017, someone took a video of this creature laying down in the forest floor at a park in Newcastle County, Delaware. The person states that she said a prayer of protection before going into the woods. When she saw the creature, she said, "What the heck? I don't know what that is. I'm not approaching it. I'm getting the freak out of here because I don't know what the hell that is."
You think she said freak or did she say the F word?
I know that I would say the F word.
Yeah, I would say the F word too.
But she also went in there with a double prayer that day.
A double prayer.
She took a video on her phone around 9 in the morning with a full zoom, which of course made it fuzzy. From the pictures, it's hard to tell exactly how big the creature is, but it looks massive.
It's not an iPhone. There's no way it would be that fuzzy.
I think it was like an Android. But also, it was 2017.
So
2018 is when they made the iPhone with a super clear picture, right?
My pictures are always clear, okay?
Not when you zoom in. My cousin has a phone that's like, even if you zoom in, it looks like a professional picture.
iPhone?
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm having a hard time figuring out what it is because it looks massive, but then it also.
I wonder what part of the woods, like.
Like deep in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of woods in this area here.
Was she like, hiking?
Around here,
was
there's like penny packed, you know, like.
Oh yeah.
What type of like you know.
Like, was it a park or was it like woods? Woods?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It just said woods. I feel like the ears are too pointy for it to be a bear.
Right, yeah.
But then I also feel like...
One's kind of sagging, though. If you look at the... right.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's picking up other things from the back of the picture. You know what I mean? Like shadows and stuff.
Right.
They're just... I
don't
know.
That'd be a good name for that creature.
I don't know.
Shadow.
Shadow. You're not allowed... This is why you weren't allowed to name any of the kids.
1, 2, 3.
Yes.
2, come over here.
No, you're not allowed to name the kids anything. You're not even allowed to give them nicknames.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have another sip of this cherry pie here.
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. But this lady says that it was a dog man. She said, and I quote, "I heard a deer making huffing sounds and went to look for the deer." Why would you look for the deer if it's making huffing sounds?
Yeah, I'm trying to get away from deers. I'm scared of deers.
Yeah,
I'm like, I see Bambi over in our little small woods over here, and I'm like trying to run away from
it. I know. You pushed Weston out of the way just to get inside the car the one day.
No, I didn't. It's every man for himself, man.
She goes on to say, "Then I saw the dog man laying on the ground. Me being me, I wasn't leaving without any proof of what I saw. I took a picture of it and a short video in case the photo was blurry, both with my phone," and both are blurry, by the way. "I've never been so scared to be in the woods as I was that day. I know people have had worse encounters with them, but that feeling of dread was potent. It definitely brings back memories of a scary moment. I had to take a break from it to stop the panic attacks. I chain smoked like crazy." I just want to throw out there that she's chain smoking like crazy after seeing this thing, but she also said an extra prayer before entering the woods. If you have a bad feeling about going into the woods and you have a strong faith, why would you not follow your gut instinct?
I don't know. Ask Scooby and Shaggy that.
They don't have a strong gut instinct except when they're hungry.
Well, they don't want to... Yeah, they do.
No.
"I don't have a good feeling about this, Scoob." And then
And then they do it anyway.
Yeah, because it's peer pressure.
Fred, Velma, and Daphne are the worst.
Right? Peer pressure.
I never thought about that. That's terrible. But you know what? They're suckers. They do it all for the food.
But she went into the woods by herself.
We don't know. I don't know. It doesn't say if she went in. I'm assuming she went in by herself.
Honestly, if I seen that sitting there like that, I would be scared, honestly.
I know. You don't know what it is.
I wouldn't try to get any closer.
Even if it's just a regular dog.
What's this other stuff, like, circling?
I will get to that.
Oh, okay.
Even if it's just a regular dog, for it to just be sitting in the middle of the woods, that's weird.
Right.
Even if it's a giant raccoon sitting in the middle of the woods, it's weird.
I don't like raccoons there.
You can't not like raccoons.
Why not? They don't like me.
You never encountered one.
Actually. Oh, yeah. I ran like shit, though.
I can imagine. Like... Okay, so then there's this close-up of the picture, the same picture with the animal or the creature.
Right.
Where above the creature, there's two lighter shapes right there. The woman claims that these shapes are guardian angels. If you're asking me, it just looks like two spots where the sun came in through the leaves, and there's like a bunch of other similar
shapes. It looks like trees.
Shapes. Yeah, it is.
The trees, and then, I mean, if you were trying to hyper-focus, I mean, you could probably make it into something. But
yeah, exactly.
It mostly looks like the sun's hitting the tree bark, you know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just my opinion, but if you want to check them out, I will have that link up on the site. And then there's actually a lot of dogman sightings in northeastern United States, mainly in Michigan and Wisconsin. But, you know, they travel, so.
Right, yeah.
Watch out in your backyard. other possibilities of this creature may include an eastern black panther, a black wolf.
In Delaware?
Listen. Shh. or a fallen tree stump.
Okay.
So if you look at this, I feel like the only way that it could have been a tree stump was if they really messed with the coloring.
You know what? It kind of does look like a tree stump.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it, unless you really, really mess with the coloring, like a lot, how could you make that black and everything else stays the same? Okay. Unless you're really good at Photoshop. I don't know. I feel like the wolf is probably the most likely, but again,
this thing... looks too big to be a wolf.
Exactly. It's like a wolf bear.
It's definitely not a, what'd you say, a panda? I'm not, not a panda. I had too much to drink.
A black panther. A panther. An eastern black
panther. That's definitely not a panther. The panther would have attacked her.
Can you imagine?
And don't even bother to run.
A black panther, though? How scared. I'm ghost. Oh, my God. They can climb trees.
Yeah.
They can hunt you down. So when I was little, I had this reoccurring dream about a lion being in my backyard.
Why are you lying? No, okay.
It was so scary. I was afraid to go in my backyard.
I went to a lion in the backyard.
It just appeared out of nowhere.
Been our family for years.
I feel like if you could figure... They can't figure out the measurements because of how blurry the picture is.
Right. It does look like a tree stump, though, in my opinion. Now that I'm looking at it again. Yeah.
No, because it, like, wraps around. If you look at this picture, it, like, wraps around... I don't know. Either way, it's weird. And it's not natural.
I don't know.
I think it's a wolf. Possibly a super big one.
I'll have a vote. So,
yeah.
The people that think, you know, it's a wolf. Or a tree stump. Or a black panther.
Black panther.
I was going to say panda again. I'm
or, a or a panda.
It's definitely a panda. What are we talking
about? It's definitely a panda. Check out the link for the story on our website and let us know what you think, basically. So our next story is the Puckwaji. And I keep wanting to say Puckwoodji.
Oh, it sounds like wedgie.
What?
The Puckwaji.
Yeah. So if I say this wrong, just bear with me. Puckwajis are magical humanoid race of people known throughout various tribes, but are described differently both in appearance and behavior, depending on the tribe that describes them. Some state that they are mischievous but good-natured, while others say that they are dangerous. Don't cross the Puckwaji. They are known to retaliate by stealing children. That doesn't sound that bad. Just take them.
There's a lot of noise here. You have to have one.
Committing acts of terror and can be considered deadly.
Right.
Similar to what you would expect a fairy or gnome to look like, or I guess
they're kind of... the size of a gnome?
Let me get to that part.
Oh.
Puckwajis...
Let you educate real quick.
...are tricksters through and through. They are anywhere from knee-high to the average height of a human with noticeably large hands... sagging shoulders, making them look hunched when they walked, and and despite their sluggish looks, they are quick and are known to attack in groups and usually carry some sort of weapons, including arrows, knives, or spears.
So they attack in groups. So if they're by themselves, they're not going to attack.
Well, we don't know that. I'm sure that if the circumstance comes where they're alone and they feel the need to attack, then they'll attack. So when I think about this, I think about the Scooby-Doo episode where there's like they're on at Hawaii and chased. Yeah. You know, turn around. Were they like? Did they have coconuts on them?
That's a good question.
I can't remember. I think I'm getting Moana mixed up with it. So their name Puckwaji actually means people of the wilderness. Which makes sense because they're supposed to protect the forest. They're known to be equipped with special powers, which again depends on the tribe that's telling the story, but they've been said to become invisible and shapeshift. They can also harm people just by looking at them through and like gazing at them.
What's that called? A stick needles into, why can't I think of it as a voodoo doll?
Voodoo dolls? What does that have anything to do with
it? Oh, kind of just made me think of that. Just without poking the voodoo doll, just staring at a person in front of you. Just like, I want to hurt this thing or whatever.
I don't know. That's kind of weird, though.
Well, I mean, they shapeshift.
But I don't think that they would shapeshift
into a doll. They can hurt you just by looking at you. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it reminded me of that situation.
This is making me feel slightly uncomfortable. So sightings of Pukwudgies have gone on for centuries. I still don't know if I'm saying that right. I googled the pronunciation for it, and it said Wudgies.
Wudgie. Yeah, I mean, that's Pukwudgies.
I keep wanting to say what. Now I don't even know what to say because I'm so used to saying Wudgies. Regardless of whether or not their intentions are good or bad, the experience is always scary if you encounter one because you never know what's going to happen. You don't know if it's a good one. You don't know if it's a bad one.
You don't even know if there are good ones.
They kind of sound like leprechauns.
And you took their pot of gold and their wallet.
You're scared of the leprechaun.
Listen, he's a scary guy.
He's really just creepy looking. Okay, he is scary. I'm not gonna lie. But Leprechaun in the Hood, you were scared of that one. And that one,
wow, that's just embarrassing. I feel like you're really judging me right now. And
that's just embarrassing. Okay.
There's a lot of people scared of that one.
No one's scared of that one. Miley's not even scared of that one. And Miley's scared of everything.
I'm a change man.
So my cousin Gabby, yeah. She watched the Leprechaun movies without a problem.
Uh-huh.
Not a flinch, wow. Nothing. Did you ever see Critters?
Oh, yeah.
The movie, the little fuzzball thing.
And they get wet and they
terrified. Absolutely.
I wasn't scared of that one. The Leprechaun.
You're thinking of Gremlins.
Gremlins?
Where they get wet and then they multiply.
Yeah, they multiply.
You're
yeah.
thinking of Gremlins. Critters, they're just like little balls of like fur, I think. There's, like, nothing scary about them. She was absolutely terrified, and it was funny and sad all at the same time. But
I'd be scared. What? I'd be scared of that. You kidding? I'm right there with you. I'd be scared. If something like that started coming at you, you wouldn't
just
be
just for
scared.
The record, I just googled what critters look
yeah,
like, so
I'm
that way
running.
Kevin knows.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, sure, but I mean,
yeah,
versus...
that's worse than a leprechaun.
Nah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Oh my god.
Now we have to watch the movie just that way you
no,
can
No, I don't watch no movie.
You're such a baby.
Actually, I probably would. I like to be scared, but I like to talk about how I'm scared.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
you like to talk about how I'm scared.
What about Pet Cemetery last night?
That was actually good.
That freaked
that
me
threw
out.
Threw me for a loop.
You never saw the first one, though, did you? Like, the original?
No, I haven't.
I saw it a really long time ago, so I don't really remember it. That little
Many
girl...
Many moons ago?
That little girl freaked me the
She's
fudge out.
She's a really good actress.
She's terrible. Like, I'm still thinking about it right now.
She was so good that I believed the character, like, to the T.
Remember when he was about... I'm not going to do any spoilers. Never mind.
Right. Well, I'm sure that everybody's probably seen that movie by now, right?
No, not everybody. All right. So, anyway, our last story is the Addie C. Inn, which was a suggestion from my brother, Anthony. Shout out to Anthony.
Big bro.
So he had an experience of his own at the inn, which we will discuss after getting some of the backstory. So the Addie C. Inn was built in 1902 by John Addie. He was a plumber from Pittsburgh. He intended it to be a family home, but unexpected circumstances turned it into a popular bed and breakfast, which it still is now. Because of its beachfront location, the threat of storms damaging it was too much of a risk. And then in the 1920s, the building was twice located to different lots. So the depression in the 1930s hurt the entire country, and the Addie family needed to rent the rooms to church groups to meet their financial obligations. Because of its success, it became a bed and breakfast, and the Gravitz, I don't know if I'm saying that right, family took over the home and business in the 1970s. So there's three main guest rooms that have the highest amount of paranormal activity through the entire building. Though the entire building is considered haunted. So first we have room one, which is a private bathroom. The original copper tub brought in from Pittsburgh when John Addy came over. There have been multiple people who claim to be taking a bath when the tub begins to shake violently while they are inside it.
Yeah, I think I'm leaving. I'm sleeping in my car.
So I would be pissed because I'm minding my own business, trying to, like, you know, take a bath.
Rub-a-dub-dub, and all of a sudden the tub just starts shaking. Waking out.
Yeah. And then, like, okay, if you're shaving your legs or something, that's just dangerous.
Yeah, I don't shave my legs.
Well, I'm just saying. See, you don't even understand. I wonder if you have to sign some kind of waiver that if you get
shave
hurt.
Shave your legs?
Well, trying to shave your legs. That you're, like, entering at your own risk.
We told you. What did that paper say?
We told you that if you shaved your legs, you could have a violent bath.
Experience, and, yeah.
In room six, people say that they can hear organ music playing while they're inside of it. And, of course, there are no organs in it. Which is interesting, because now we have a ghost organ. Can musical instruments be ghosts?
1970s. Do you think you can play any, like, the Elvis stuff?
You're obsessed with Elvis. Stop.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Don't you hound dog in here.
That was the...
Nope. I hate Elvis. I don't care how much you love him. I don't like him. You can't make me like him. I do like the Hound Dog song. But not when you sing it. The third room is room 11, which is where people have seen the apparition of Paul Dulaney. Or Dulaney? I'm going to go with Dulaney.
It looks like Dulaney, right?
Okay. Dulaney was a handyman for the Addies, and a local swim star. He died away from the Addy at a construction job out of state, but somehow found his way back to the inn. He is known for sitting on the bed or standing by it.
How does that happen? How does a spirit just die somewhere else and just go, you know what? I'm gonna room here.
I don't know, because I always thought that they were, like, tied down to the spot where they died.
That's what I always thought. So maybe that was a rumor. But they have Sam.
Maybe that's
Dean
some kind
Winchester.
They don't exist. They're not real.
Stop it! Don't say stuff like that.
And their show is ending.
They saved millions.
Yeah.
They're the people's champions. Okay. Well.
So, as I mentioned earlier, you don't have to be in one of the rooms to witness activity. The Addy's son, Kurtz, not to be confused with Kirk Arakin.
Oh.
He fell off the roof and tragically died.
What?
How do you go on a roof?
Oh, well, maybe he's a roofer.
No.
The gutters were clogged.
He was young, I think. They don't say how old he was. And then, but they did say that it was their wild son. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
They didn't have TV back then, so hang out on the roof.
People have said to hear footsteps coming from the room. And they also say that Kurtz runs through the hallways in the evenings.
How are you supposed to sleep?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like a very relaxing vacation.
Oh, no, right? I know we're not the book.
Yeah, right? Don't book anything haunted because you won't get any sleep.
Oh, excuse me. Actually, you know what? I would book there. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, well, you can book it by yourself. I'll be across the street in the non-haunted area. He is also known to materialize his obituary out of nowhere throughout the inn. Can you imagine just a piece of paper talking about somebody's death? Just like... on your bed when you come out of this shaken bathtub.
Oh yeah, that would be a changed man.
So, aside from Kurtz, activity includes strange sounds and music, lights flickering on and off, ongoing mechanical issues such as the answering machine that turns itself on, and this is my personal favorite. People getting locked in their own closets.
How do you get locked in your own closet?
How do you get locked in your own closet?
Maybe it's a bigger closet, like a walk-in closet, and you walk in to get your stuff, and the door just shuts and it's locked.
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's just like a regular smaller closet.
Maybe it forces you into the closet.
But then that's different.
You see like them creepy movies, how it just kind of like spirits just wake
up. I feel like if somebody was forcing their into a closet, nobody would be back there. Except crazy people that like that shit.
No, what I'm saying is like the spirit. Maybe you don't know anything about it. You just, oh, it was cheap. So you were like, all right, I'll sleep here. You slept there. You went to eat your stuff. And all of a sudden this strong spirit just starts like manhandling you.
Now I'm interested in how much the rooms are there. Because if it's really that cheap.
They get a 4.8 star review.
I know, for hauntings. Rooms, let's see.
Rooms.
Ugh.
You think they're one
bed? It's really pretty.
One bedroom, one bed?
And it's right on the beach.
That's amazing.
That's a selling point.
Right? You just walk right out. It actually looks really nice. Pictures so far.
Was that right. One bedroom? So let's see.
Guest rooms.
This isn't telling us how much it is. Oh, details and rates.
The details and rates.
I wonder if the haunted rooms are more expensive. No. See, these are a fortune.
A fortune? Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to see.
135?
No, that's for January or February.
Oh, so where are we at here?
Look at the peak months. So you go June
wow, is $325 to $350. July is $350 to $375. And then September is $325 to $350. And then October, $250 to $300. That's still reasonable, right?
No.
November to December. Not for us, poor people. No, $135 to $150.
That's reasonable.
That's reasonable.
I'll go in November. I'll be haunted in November.
It's too cold to run.
Anyway, my brother...
Bring some salt with me.
Yeah, bring the salt. Salt the windows. Salt the... Put yourself everything. In a circle. Salt. I wouldn't even want to sleep on the bed. It could have ghost residue on it. Plasma.
Ew.
Not like that. You nasty.
You nasty.
So anyway, my brother had a first-hand experience there. He would help turn rooms sometimes. And the one time after he made a bed, he went into the bathroom to grab some towels. When he came back, there was an indentation on the bed, like someone had been laying there, but nobody had come in.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder if it was Mr. Paul Delaney. Delaney?
Delaney. Like, you missed your spot there, guy.
Or maybe he was just like relaxing.
Yeah, he was like, wow, you did a great job on this bed.
I'm going to mess it up. Like the cats after you.
Oh, dude, why do they always do that?
When you change the litter and
the litter and there's like, wow, look at this litter. I guess I'm going to go take a dump now.
Which reminds me, I have to change the cat litter. Yes, that's scary. I think I would probably run out of there. Be like, you know, I'd be scared. Yeah,
don't get scared.
Okay, well, booze, that's the bottom of the bottle.
I like that.
I know. Don't forget to check us out on Apple Podcasts. Write a descriptive review letting us know what you specifically liked about our podcast. And if you get a chance and you're in the area, definitely check out Stone and Key Cellars. It honestly seems like there's something for everyone, and I will be going back.
Me too.
Also, don't forget to rate us. 5 stars or we'll
haunt ya. What's a tart cherry?
It's like that. It's not bitter, but it's like tart. It's like that.
I didn't know tart had the sound.
Well, it does.